Hi, this is Dan Stoltz. You can reach me on my blog at itproguru.com. In this short video, I'm going to walk through Azure subscriptions and how to work with Azure subscriptions, changing the default and current subscriptions. First thing that I want to do is I'm going to go ahead and remove all of my accounts so I can start with a clean slate. So I'm going to go ahead and run this command to loop through and delete all of my accounts from my cached credentials on PowerShell, so that whenever I do a get Azure account, you'll see that I have no Azure accounts. If I do get Azure subscription, you'll also see that I have no Azure subscriptions listed. So I'm going to go ahead and clean up a little bit, and then we're going to run add Azure account to add the account to my PowerShell. And I did a detailed blog and video on this, which you can get to from channel 9. It popped up my authentication box on the other window, so I'm going to go ahead and drag it over here and log in. And you'll see that it did authenticate me to Azure using my Live ID or Microsoft account, and I have a number of subscriptions tied to that account. If I now do get Azure account, it'll basically give me the same thing, all of those accounts that it just are all of those subscriptions on the account that I just added. And if I do get Azure subscription, and I'm formatting this as a table and listing the fields or properties that I want to display, which is subscription name, is default, is current, default account, and then subscription ID. A couple things that you'll notice here. First, you'll notice that my BizSpark, one of my BizSpark accounts, is my default and is currently my my current account. And that's the subscription ID with the 93796 as the default. So if I set my Azure subscription to that, it won't really do anything. It's just setting it to the same thing that it's already done. So whenever I get my Azure VM, it'll list VMs for that subscription. And you'll see that I have one VM listed. But I can actually go ahead and get my subscriptions again. And again, I'm going to format it in a table so you can see who the default is and who the current is. And it's still the same one. So now I'm going to go ahead and set my subscription ID to the 140, which is the second one on my list. So I'm going to run this set Azure subscription with my subscription ID. And I'm going to go ahead and set the default as well. That's using the select Azure subscription with the dash default parameter. And I'm going to go ahead and run that. And the last thing that I want to do is I want to set it to current. And I use the dash current. Now, you can't use the default and the current at the same time. I'm not really sure why. But select Azure subscription. Let's go ahead and run that. Now, when I get Azure VM, you'll see that it will pull up a different set of VMs because it's pulling up the VMs that are on that new subscription that I've changed to. And if I list my subscriptions again, you'll see that my default and my is current is now not the first one, but rather the second one, that 140. So let's go ahead and do this again, just to show you how to go through this process again. I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to set this Azure subscription to another number, which is going to be the next one down. I'm going to set the current and set the default and get Azure VM to show you that it's bringing up yet another set of VMs, in this case, some Linux virtual machines. If I get my Azure subscription, you'll see that now the third one in the list, is the default and the current subscription. Let's go ahead and clean things up again, and now I want to do it a little bit differently. Now I want to change accounts and subscriptions. So I'm going to add another account, and in this case, I'm going to go to a different account. So dstoltz@microsoft.com. For my Microsoft account, it actually needs to take me to a different authentication. So I'm going to log in with a smart card. Microsoft requires dual-factor authentication. And then it's going to prompt me for my PIN for my smart card. And you'll see now that I have a new account that is tied to my that I'm working with, and this account only has one subscription. So if I do get Azure account, it'll list that. It'll list all of my accounts that are currently cached, which includes the DStultz at Live and the DStultz at Microsoft. Okay, so if I do list subscriptions, it will list all of the subscriptions that I have access to. And you'll see currently the default is still that first subscription, or the one that I used a moment ago and I set as the default. If I wanted to change this other account and make this the default, I could do that very easily by setting the Azure subscription and then setting the current subscription and then setting the default using the select Azure subscription command. Now when I do get virtual VM, or get Azure VM, it will list the virtual machines that are on that internal consumption subscription. And you'll see it is in fact a different set of virtual machines. If I do get Azure subscription again, you'll see that the default and current subscription is the last one, which is the internal consumption. And you'll see here the internal consumption is indeed the current and the default subscription. So now I'm working with multiple accounts with multiple subscriptions and very easily able to navigate between them. You can find the home for this video as well as many other scripts on my blog at itproguru.com/scripts.